your word will be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. We can hide it in our heart that we may not sin against you. Amen. Just thinking of some familiar verses to us, and especially here at CTK, we say these a lot. And I use these a lot in ministry. Psalm 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will continue to be in my mouth. Really, that word, and what I'm going to share with you, is a way, if you want to experience continual victory in your life on a daily basis, that's where you start. Blessing the Lord at all times. His praise continually be in my mouth. You know, however you divide it with the Hebrew or whatever, all times in our language is all time, right? Not all times except this. It's all times. These are three passages we use a lot. I've used them last time I spoke, probably, and Bishop too. But what you see, in some in context of what it's saying, one is out of Hebrews 13. Therefore, Jesus, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, suffered outside the gate. He's talking to these guys about the sacrifices, how they would go burn them. Once they sacrifice animal, you would take them outside the temple, outside the temple gate, and burn them. Okay? The same way Jesus suffered outside the temple, outside the gate, you know, on the Golgotha, he suffered outside as an Old Testament type. Then it says this, so let us go outside the camp, bearing his reproach. We do not have a lasting city, but we're seeking the city which is to come. Okay? So we're to go out like he did, outside the city, bearing his reproach. Okay? Can't water this down much anymore. In other words, go outside, bearing his suffering. Okay? And, but you're seeking something greater. The heavenly things. Okay? Then it says, here's the verse, through him then, this is what I've been telling, through him then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise, that is the fruit that gives thanks to his name. Okay, in the context of bearing his reproach, right, bearing his suffering, we praise. Continue. Okay, that's just part of the deal. That's that fine print, you know, you probably didn't read when you signed up for this. Yeah. Bearing his reproach, it's just part of the deal. But it's all about, if you see it in this, and we'll see it in a minute, and I'll show you a couple more things. It's all about breaking through. It's all about heavenly things. There's a verse in 1 Peter that talks about fixing your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus. Right? Fixing our hope completely. Romans chapter 5 talks about that we exalt in hope. Right? Because the Holy Spirit's been poured out with us. So therefore we exalt, you know, praising God in the midst of tribulation. Fixing your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus. It's all about getting a greater revelation of Jesus. Okay? And if you want a greater revelation of Jesus, then you continually give thanks. Right? While you're bearing his reproach. Okay, that's the open gate. Now, another one we use a lot out of 1 Thessalonians 5. But I'm going to read a verse before this. See to it that no one pays another with evil for evil. Always seek after that which is good for one another and for all people. It goes on this in familiar verses. To rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything's give thanks. There it is, everything. Continually announce everything. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Okay? We need to focus on don't quench the Spirit. Because by not giving thanks, you quench the Spirit. The Holy Spirit in your life. The moving of the Holy Spirit. Right? I can quench it. Not, it doesn't leave me, doesn't go anywhere, Okay? But I can quench the activity by that. That's the reason it says right in context of this, don't return evil for evil, right? That meaning that the evil could be in the time when these evil things are being brought to you. Seek after that which is good, even though someone may not be bringing good to you. In context of that, what he just said, rejoice always, which means, y'all have heard me do a teaching on that, that word literally means to, you know, to lean into the grace of God. It doesn't mean like to just smile and be happy. It means, I mean, that's part of it. Don't get me wrong. It literally means to lean into the grace of God. We draw from His grace. That's what that word means. Okay? I need to draw from His grace. He gives me the ability to do that. Draw from His grace, give Him thanks, and all things give thanks, and then I won't quench the Spirit in my life. Because I don't want to quench the Spirit. So we don't need to stop it. Give that, you know, keep reading. Don't quench the Spirit. And many of us, I know for me, I've quenched the Spirit in my life. When the Lord is really wanting me to have this real breakthrough, and I quenched the Spirit because I was complaining and I wasn't giving thanks to the Lord. Right? I'm sure none of you have ever done that before. All right. The other one, you've got to read the verses above and below it, okay? So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Don't be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, okay? Here's the will of the Lord. Do not get drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit, continually filled. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of Jesus our Lord. Okay? So to stay filled with the Holy Spirit, and understand what His will is, and for us not to be foolish, right? Don't be foolish. You want to be people who are filled with the Spirit all the time, right? Don't be unfoolish people like I am sometimes and quench the Spirit. But we want to be people who are wise and go, hey, Lord, You've given us something. You've given me something here. You've given me the Holy Spirit, and You want me to continually be filled with the Holy Spirit. How do I do it? Thank You. Give thanks. Let there be a continual flow. I bless the Lord at all times. His praise continually. Does that mean everything is going to look good and feel good? No. It has absolutely nothing to do with it. But it means you can be filled with the Spirit during that time. Right? I just learned this lesson recently. Right? I wish I could get it, George. You know what I mean? And it really stopped some real battle. The battle's going to happen. Personally, for me, it was a real breakthrough moment. And I thought, wait a minute. Whoa. Wait a minute. Okay. Stooped up. Thank You. Thank You for this. Thank You for this attack. Talk about that religion. Thank You for the war. Thank You for the battle. Some of us need to thank the Lord for the battle. Thank You for the battle. And all He said, all those good things. Because, and then, bam, it was just like a breakthrough. It's a breakthrough win. Right? We're at war. Big deal. Do we focus on the war? Right? Nowhere near it says focus on the war. Focus on not quenching the Spirit. Because you want this, you want that to be continually moving. Okay? So, thank You. Thank You. Continue. Bearing His reproach. Even in the midst of bearing His reproach. Thank You. Right? And you'll stay continually filled with the Spirit. is you're continually drawing from His grace. That's what rejoice always. You're just constantly leaning in, just drawing from the grace of God, and you got all the pipes open. You're not closing them. Okay? Thank you. Some of you really need to hear that because you're in battle right now. Okay? Dummy it down. Thank you, Lord. All right? It's simple. Everything Jesus said is real simple. Thank you. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.